On Sunday, Italy will vote on a referendum to reform the country's constitution and trim the legislature. It's a change proposed by the Prime Minister, Matteo Renzi, and the Prime Minister has said he will step down if his constitutional reform measure fails, drawing parallels to the UK's Brexit vote, which led to the resignation of British Prime Minister David Cameron in July. There are also concerns that a no vote could have political and economic ripples across Europe. Joining us now is Lorenzo Codogno, who is the founder of LC Macro Advisors and former chief economist at the Italian Treasury Department. He's also a visiting professor at the London School of Economics. Welcome.
Thanks a lot, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, what exactly would this referendum do, first of all?
Well, the referendum is about a major constitutional change, which basically is supposed to make lawmaking easier and more effective, and at the same time regulate the relationship between the central government and the local government. Having said that, the issue is very complicated, so effectively it would be like a confidence vote on the government.
And it would cut down the number of legislators dramatically in Italy.
Yeah, if yes passes, yes. The Senate would be slimmed down to 100 members of parliament, and the lower house would have most of the powers in terms of lawmaking.
Matteo Renzi, the prime minister, talked about why he wants to do this on 60 Minutes on CBS over the weekend. Let's listen.
This referendum is not a referendum to change democracy in Italy. It's a referendum to reduce bureaucracy in Italy. Italy is the worst country for bureaucracy around the world. And this is very important. If we have a system with a lot of politicians, the consequence is 63 government changes in 70 years.
Lorenzo Codogno, what do you make of that? Do you buy that this would really reduce Italy's bureaucracy and get the economy moving again?
Well, he used the term bureaucracy. Actually, what he meant is that it would make lawmaking more effective, which effectively means that instead of having two houses which have equal power and therefore any piece of legislation would bounce him back between one house and the other, and with the proposed change, the lower house would become the lawmaking house and the upper house would be a kind of smaller house representing local government and with limited power. So it would indeed streamline what is now a dysfunctional lawmaking activity.
Megan Green, the chief economist at Manulife Asset Management, told CNBC on Tuesday that a no vote could kick off another banking crisis in Italy, which is the third largest economy in the Eurozone. Do you buy that? And what about people who say not just Italy, but all of Europe could be in big trouble if this fails?
If it is a no vote, I see two scenarios. Probably Renzi will resign, the president of the republic will reject his resignation, and then he will be sent back to parliament. If there is a majority in parliament, he will continue. Otherwise, I think the default scenario is that Italy will have a kind of grand coalition in order to reform the electoral law and prepare for the next elections, which are scheduled in spring 2018. I think the extreme scenarios of early elections, prolonged political instability, or even the exit from the euro that someone suggested, I think are very extremely low probability events.
What about the economic ramifications? If this fails, are we going to see a lot of turmoil in the markets?
I think a no vote is pretty much priced in, and so I think limited negative reactions. I think the negative reaction could become bigger if, say, within 2 weeks, we don't see a clear solution to the issue of having another government. The issue here is very much related to the banking sector because, as you know, there is Monte Paschi and other banks that are about to ask capital to the market. And without the government, they don't dare to do it, because if the capital increase by Monte Paschi fails, there would be no other solution but some government money injection. And if there is no government, that could clearly be more difficult. So I think any capital increase would be postponed in case of a no vote, which would basically run some risks. I don't think it's a particularly high as a risk, but we have to acknowledge that there is some risk to financial stability in Italy because of that.
And what about politically? We know that Renzi has been fending off challenges from a populist anti-establishment party called the Five Star Movement. Yeah. Who are they and what do they want and what's at stake for them here?
Well, you know, the political system in Italy is a little bit messed up because it's no longer a kind of two-party system. It's becoming triple, okay, because you have the central right, the central left, and then you have the five-star movement who nobody knows for sure what they stand for. They are very much a protest movement. They are very much anti-establishment. They are anti-euro to some extent. And so it's difficult to see what they would really stand for. The good news is that they won in the municipality of Rome and in Turin, so they have a chance to prove what they stand for. So we will see.
So, Lorenzo Codogno, it doesn't sound like you're too worried about this referendum.
I'm not particularly worried about political stability. But I'm a bit worried about the combination of temporary political instability with the difficult and delicate situation in the banking sector.
That's Lorenzo Codogno, who is founder of LC Macro Advisors and former chief economist at the Italian Treasury Department. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.